and welcome into our audio cast for this Friday, January 18th, 2008, from AvWeb, the Internet's General Aviation News Service and Magazine. Brought to you today by Aviation Safety Magazine. And we're speaking today with Dan the Man Johnson of LAMA, the Light Aircraft Manufacturers Association, and by danjohnson.com from on location at Sebring Regional Airport, site of the U.S. Sport Aviation Expo going on this weekend. Actually started yesterday. Dan, how are you?
I'm doing fine. It's great to be down in Florida. My home state of Minnesota is quite a bit cooler today.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. They're expecting some more snow, I think, this week. So you got out of there just in time.
Absolutely.
Now, Dan, you have an interesting logo. I wondered if there's a story behind that.
The helmet head logo?
Exactly.
Well, there is. For many, many years, I've done pilot reports on ultralight aircraft, and most of those, or many of those anyway, are open cockpit affairs, and it always seemed to be a safety first thing to me to have to wear a helmet during that, plus it was also ear protection. Well, as it turned out then, the editor I often worked with would shoot me flying some airplane that we were going to report. And this helmet was always there, and it got to be a joke.
Right.
You never see my face. All you see is the helmet and whatnot. While I told people that's probably just as well because I'm not exactly George Clooney. Nonetheless, it became just became my logo after a while, so I wear it well, I guess.
All right, the real reason we're talking, the U.S. Sport Aviation Expo 2008 going on through Sunday at Sebring. Tell us all about it.
Well, it's the fourth running of what is affectionately known to most as either Sebring LSA Expo or just Sebring, in the same way that we refer to AirVenture as just Oshkosh.
Right.
And this has now become a pretty significant player in the aviation airshow firmament, I would say. It is an LSA-only event, and it's really not an airshow. It's a trade show because there's no aerobatic displays. There's no other aircraft here to be seen. There's just light sport aircraft. Now, that means smaller crowds. There's not hundreds of thousands of people on the ground. But everybody that comes is interested in these type of aircraft. And people that come here know that, so they're really on their game to be able to spend time with you and speak at more length about their airplane. Sometimes at places like AirVenture or Sun & Fun, it's actually hard to get the attention of someone standing in their booth because there's 10 people ahead of you trying to ask a question. Here, it's a lot more intimate than that.
Right.
It's the largest display of LSA anywhere in the world, even including those two giant shows, which, of course, most of our industry players will be at as well. But here at Sebring, virtually all of the players in this game are here. And that number of players just hit 70 approved models.
Wow. Well, that's quite a selection.
In less than 3 years, it's a big selection and quite an accomplishment on the part of all of those companies to get approval under this brand new system that still has a lot of people scratching their heads, but which I think is beginning to prove itself pretty well.
Yeah, I was doing a interview with the folks from Able Flight, and they're using the Sky Aero 600, and boy, that is a elegant little airplane. It looks like a lot of fun.
It's really a nice flying machine, and they're having some success with that in schools. A lot of instructors, and myself among them, kind of like to sit side by side so you can look the student in the eye, but there's an advantage to tandem like the Sky Aero because the student can feel like he or she is flying the airplane on their own, but the instructor is right behind them there to help.
Sure, absolutely. So we're up to about 70. Do you see that number even continuing to grow beyond that?
Absolutely. There's more in the works now. And it is kind of an amazing thing, but you know, you look at automobiles, of course, a far larger industry, but still the number of models and submodels and so on is just daunting, but it's a way of addressing all the individual tastes there are in the world, and some people like to have something a little different than the other person. And the beauty of these industry consensus standards that has allowed all these machines that we have here at Sebring today to be in the game as ready-to-fly airplanes is because the system is sufficiently lower cost that smaller players can get in the game, and a manufacturer can actually make it on 30, 40, 50 airplanes a year. They can make a nice little business out of it, support some employees making reasonable wages and like that, whereas in the Part 23 world, Cessna, Cirrus, Diamond, so on, The cost to certify a new airplane is so high that there's immense barriers to entry. And while that means the aircraft are well proven, there's not as many choices because it costs too much to get in the game.
Right.
So here we have a situation that's a little different than that. And some people say, well, you know, no manufacturer can actually make money at only 50 a year. But hey, wait, look at Mall. Here's a company that's doing pretty well in the Part 23 world at something like 60 or 70 units a year.
Mm-hmm.
It can be done, and it is being done.
Are a lot of supporting vendors going to be there also?
Yeah, this year they've got two big tents in which are housed your more conventional 8x10 booths. And we've got insurers here. We've got parts manufacturers. We've got service organizations. We've got air parks catering to these kind of machines. Virtually the whole panoply of exhibitors that you'll find at a lot of the big shows, although less of them. I think the exhibitor count here is approaching 200, which is a very respectable number, if I've got that right. But it's quite a turnout, and I think we might see as many as 10,000 people attending this year, which is not bad for a show in its fourth year, especially at a time when air shows seem to be under some siege.
Now, I see on your press release that the EAA is supporting you guys. They got some forums going on down there.
Yep, four forum buildings are actually using kind of a T-hanger, brand new T-hangers. Makes a good place to do these forums. EAA is kindly sponsoring all of them, all free, all day long, every day of the event. Stuff for beginners, stuff for experts, and everything in between. Presentations by EAA's very capable staff, but also by numerous people from industry and some government. Vemco Insurance is here to make presentations, all those kind of things, trying to get information both to the people that attend and to get information from them because of that more intimate setting we talked about earlier.
Plenty of good food, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, you know, it's air show food. It's all fine dining, but, you know, they do have a good selection of it, and we always laugh. At air shows, there's one thing that's for sure going to be a success, and that's food.
All food tastes better with the sound of airplanes in the background. I don't know.
You got it. We've got a bunch of new ones that have showed up here. That used to be people kind of held off for a new airplane presentation until Sun and Fun. That was the season opener and still vitally important. And we'll have an LSA Mall at the Sun and Fun event this year. Those folks are also here exhibiting, just to give you an example. We have had several new product announcements, Flight Design and their new CTLS, Technum and their Eaglet. The new S-Wing is here, the newly approved C-Max Amphibian is here, and more than I can recall without looking at a list. Very exciting to see all these new announcements just popping up left and right in anticipation of this show and the beginning of a new season of recreational flying.
What are the chances getting a demo ride?
Well, demo rides is actually one of the great strengths of this event because since there is not an air show, which tends to ground everybody else at the big shows, and since the airport is big and wide open spaces and big fat runways and so forth, they can do demos all day long, every day. And they last year, I believe the count was something like 1,200 demos I heard mentioned.
Goodness.
Given in a four-day period. That's a lot of flying. And what better way for a buyer to, you know, it's one thing to come and look at airplanes and get all the facts and figures and everything, but what really puts the icing on the cake and helps move some product is going flying in one of these new.
So this will be going on in Sebring, Florida through Sunday, I believe.
Through Sunday. 17 to 20 are the official dates for the 2008 event, and Saturday and Sunday look to have really good weather, so come on down, y'all. That's what they say here, you know.
That's right. All right. Sounds like you guys got it going on. Dan the Man Johnson of Llama and bydanjohnson.com.
Thanks so much. I enjoyed it very much. You have a good day as well.
And comments on today's audiocast. Welcome audio news at avweb.com. Today's report was brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention. I'm Mike Blakeney. Thanks for listening.